Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Back in the studio.
Yay.
I'm really excited about today's topic. You know, oftentimes I just think, okay, where am I right now? What am I thinking about? What do I want to focus on? And it just came to me yesterday that I want to focus this radio show on playing bigger in life.
Thinking big, huh?
Thinking big. Here's an example. Just today, actually, one of my practice members said she had just gotten back from an out-of-town trip. She was visiting her son, and she said she was really happy to see how well he was doing because last year he made the decision to leave his career as a tax attorney, making six figures, to go back to school to be a spiritual guidance counselor.
That's scary doing that.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing. I guarantee his wife, his family, his wife's family, his colleagues, his clients.
Don't do it.
Right. Why would you do that? Like, there's almost like a level of shock. Like, you can't do that, which maybe he experienced when someone maybe said to him, you know, I know you're a tax attorney, but you'd be a really, really good to focus on like guiding people spiritually. And he'd probably think, oh yeah, right, there's no way I can do that.
Don't you think more people are doing that though?
I do think, and it's so inspiring.
People don't stay at the same job usually now the rest of the, you know, their whole life like they used to.
And it's interesting how often I hear of people leaving desk jobs, computer jobs, financial career jobs, where they leave to pursue something that has more meaning for them and more passion for them. And, you know, to make a decision to do that, it's pretty impressive.
My wife won't let me open that modeling agency that I want to open now, so I don't understand. She says it's not a good career move for me.
You know, I think that that's actually something that I've just always done naturally.
You have.
And I've always heard from other people, you can't do that, like you just said. I mean, even when I was, 18 years old, and I really wanted to move to Florida, and all my friends said, okay, and then high school was over, and nobody wanted to move to Florida because it was college or boyfriends, and so I didn't move to Florida, but I found somebody that was moving to Oklahoma, so I said, okay, I'm ready to see the country, so I'm going to go to Oklahoma, and everyone's like, what? Yeah, I'm going next.
You can't just go to Oklahoma?
It wasn't just going to Oklahoma, it was going next week. I'm going to Oklahoma next week.
You don't have a job. You don't have school. You don't have... Right. Well, and what's interesting is I think that when you come to a place where you've gotten over the shock that maybe something is possible, and sometimes things happen to you. You don't even plan them. I mean, but all of a sudden there's shock because there's change. And then you get used to the idea. I think that you start to just feel alive because of the decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It might be scary at first, though.
I mean, knowing that you were moving to Oklahoma in a week, that must have been really exciting.
It was. There was no fear. It was just like, oh, cool, another adventure, you know? It was something new to try.
Well, in some people, I think there would be fear, but it's a good fear, too. It's a fear of doing something that's outside of the box. I think the key phrase to start with is, what if?
Because there's failure. There's that fear of failure. But what if you're not...
You'll never know.
But what if you don't have that? I think for me, it was that I just don't have that fear. It doesn't occur to me to have fear.
I know a fellow chiropractor who made the choice, along with his wife, to sell his practice for her to leave her career and to travel the world for a year. So I think it's something like 12 locations, 1 month each location, with their 4 or 5 year old. And just do it. Sold their house, like literally sold everything they had.
That's awesome.
And planned a full year trip. And they both are public speakers, so they'll be able to do public speaking. But I mean, that's something. I mean, if you said to your practice members or your family, yeah, I think we're just going to sell our house, sell our practice, and go travel for a year. You get the whole.
I have my days I want to do that. You know, because right. I work at my house, so I'm kind of married to this place.
You know? What if you said, well, what if? Okay, what if it was possible for me to blank? And I think allowing yourself the space to just ponder it or contemplate it without letting all of the, well, you can't do it because of this, 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 just to start, think about it, which may be going back to school. It may be changing careers. It may be relationship focused. It may be something about the way you look or how you're spending your time or what something new you want to learn or some type of adventure you want to take. But asking yourself, what if, and if it was possible, what would I have to do to make it happen?
Exactly. I remember a time when I really wanted to, I needed a change in my life. I wanted to do something different. And I sat there and I thought, instead of feeling stuck, what can I do? I'm going to just act as if I'm getting ready to go somewhere. So I started like cleaning out my closet and packing boxes as if I was going somewhere and I didn't know where I was going.
I love it.
And then, something happened in a very short period of time and I ended up meeting you.
That's true. And let's say you wanted to move, you wanted to travel the world, you wanted to do something different. At first, to say it, it sounds impossible. Well, all the reasons I can't.
Right. But then, it's easy to talk yourself out of it, I think.
Right. But then the more you think about the what if, and the more you even allow yourself to express what you want, eventually it starts to sound more possible. And where it maybe initially sounds almost irresponsible or shocking, the more people can get used to the idea around you, the more it actually sounds possible. And you keep saying it long enough, and then it almost sounds probable or inevitable. Oh, yeah, well, Jessica's definitely going to be moving because she's done this and this and this, and that's all she talks about. You know, people get used to the idea.
Right. But then there's also people that really want to do this, that, or the other thing, and you hear them talking about, oh, I want to move here, I want this job, I want to be self-employed. But when you say, well, why don't you then? They say, well, my resume, what if it doesn't work out? What are they going to think about that? What am I going to do about money? You know, there's so many fears involved.
I think the two reasons that people don't play a bigger game in life is either there's too much fear staying in your way, or you're too distracted. You know, you're so busy with the day, you just go, go, go. You don't take the time to stop and just think about what you want and what you want to do. You just keep yourself busy with the day in, day out tasks, which oftentimes don't have meaning in them.
Especially if you're doing something you don't like.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
It's going through the motions every day.
And then focusing on what you don't like. And then, you know, those are the people you hear just complain to you about their life. And you just want to say, well, change it then.
Yeah, because it's going to be over pretty soon.
Right. But yeah. Not allowing yourself the space and the time to consider, okay, well, if I was going to change the situation, what would it take? So let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about what would it take. And I also want to touch on the whole idea that maybe sometimes we want to change even when it's not necessary because we're trying to find happiness, which is very elusive. See you on the other side.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back, and we are talking about playing it big in life. Okay, so listen to this. About, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, I got invited to go with a group to skydive.
I would never do it.
Well, and often it's like shock, no way, total resistance. I would never do that. That wasn't my reaction. I remember being asked to, and right away my like gut instinct said, sure, why not? Let's do it. And as soon as I said yes, immediately there was that reaction from people, well, isn't it going to be scary, or isn't this, or isn't that? And I made a conscious decision, almost like a game in my mind. I decided, well, what would happen if I decided to just do and not think? So I made a choice to not think about it and not really talk about it. So when people would say, how are you feeling about that skydiving? I'm not really thinking much about it. It'll be fun. I didn't play into the drama of talking about the scariness and talking about the fear. I decided, if I'm going to do this, why do it with fear? you know, if I'm just going to do this and see if I can just not have to deal with the fear aspect of it. And that was just a choice. And it was amazing how it was easy to stay in that place. Even as I was, through at a campground, it's called Skydive New England, as I'm watching these people jump out of planes, it was more like I was this interested bystander. I didn't put myself in that situation. I didn't role play in my head. I didn't think about all the consequences that could happen. I just didn't do it. I was more just interested.
Then you can talk yourself out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I just stayed very neutral. So even as we're signing our life away on the paperwork and watching videos and, you know, getting our suit on and going up in the plane.
You watched a video?
We did.
I didn't watch a
video. We did.
What to do if the parachute doesn't
I went open. To a fancy skydive place. And then we're actually on the plane. And, you know, you're literally watching out the window when you're going higher and higher and higher. I just stayed in the moment.
So are you glad you did it?
I'm very glad I did it. In fact, about a minute before I jumped out, I did it tandem, which is like I was like this big baby in a baby Bjorn with this guy named Rod.
Well, they're not going to send you up by yourself. Shorter than me.
No. So I turned back and I said to my instructor, Rod, I said, so what about, you know, flipping? And he said, oh, well, now that you ask, he's like, yeah, let's do that. So we double front flipped out of the plane, which meant I was in front. So I had to walk to the edge of the plane and look down. And even in that moment, it was more, my thought process was more, oh, well, this is interesting. Look how far down the ground is. Okay, what am I doing right now? Okay, I'm jumping. And I just did it. And the only downside was maybe because I didn't build up this fear, I didn't have that over elation of overcoming it.
Right.
It wasn't that like, oh my God, I can't believe I did it.
You didn't think about it too much.
No, I was like free falling for 45 seconds thinking, oh, look at this. I'm like falling towards the ground. This is kind of cool.
I hope the parachute opens.
Right. And even when I landed, it wasn't hyper dramatic. It was just a really cool experience.
Well, good for you.
So fear, you know, we can choose to play into the fear.
Right.
And then,
of course, most people do.
And distraction. You know, we get so focused on what we have to get done, our to-do lists, our day-in, day-out activities, that we don't take the time to stop and think, wow, what could I do today or this week or this year? That would just be amazing.
Get hair transplants.
You know, a lot of...
What do you think?
See? No, I kind of... I saw a picture of you with hair not too long ago, and I didn't really like it.
No, I'd look weird with it.
You do look weird. Yeah. No, you're fantastic, bald. So that's not it. But what if you wanted to go on a vacation, say, and you wanted to be something really special? Well, you have to plan for it to some extent. Most people, you know, plan the time off and maybe budget some money and then maybe research what hotel would be right for you. And taking the time to slow down and contemplate and think about the possibilities oftentimes is what it takes to be able to play bigger.
Mm-hmm. So I have a goal for myself for this winter is I'm going to spend a month. I say a month in Arizona, but I'm open to as much time as possible this winter in a tropical region.
We're never going to see you again, are we?
Just winter.
Oh, okay.
I want to be in a place where there's fresh produce available. That and sunshine, so I can just be as healthy as possible.
Well, and can I share your phrase that you told me that you're working towards geographic independence?
Right.
Do you want to explain what that means?
I want to be able to sustain myself financially from anywhere that I choose to be. So if I feel like visiting my grandmother for an extended period of time, I can work from there or from anywhere else. Right now, I'm not doing that. Right now, I'm building up, you know, to have my classes locally, but that's just a step.
Right.
You know?
Well, and obviously that took, you had to allow yourself to not be distracted from your day in, day out activities to contemplate how would I make this happen?
Right. And the first step was taking my husband to Arizona so he could fall in love with it. And that worked.
There you go.
So he's on board.
Well, and obviously you're having to contemplate and work towards sources of income that allow you to not be in one place. So that's a whole level of research or thinking outside the box and stretching yourself.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's hard to make decisions like that, though, if you're practical. You know what I mean? Like, if you have to sustain, like I have to pay my mortgage. I don't want to lose my house, so I can't drop everything and travel the world. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
But I know a lot of people that have mortgages that do that. They rent out their house.
Yeah, I guess you could.
You know, if you want to do something bad enough,
but I'm
thinking
too
outside the box.
Exactly. Right, right.
Instead of making excuses about why you can't do something because it just sounds like you don't want to do it.
And I come back and my studio's ransacked, you know. Like.
But you would say, okay, what if I decided I wanted to travel for a year? What would have to happen? Instead of thinking, well, I'd have to give up my house. You could say, well, how
could I just talked myself out of it.
You could say, how could I keep my house and ensure that it would be well taken care of and be paid for? What would have to happen? And then think from that place.
Right.
Okay, I'd have to find a person who was responsible, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so if I was going to find a person like that, how would I find that person? And just keep asking, what if?
Right.
How would I do that?
So there are ways, yes.
Yeah, and that's just allowing yourself to dream without letting those fears or those roadblocks
control you.
Yeah. Like, well, no.
It's hard sometimes, though.
And you'll hear people say it all the time. Well, yeah, I would quit my job, but, and they give you the list of 10 things because they're not allowing themselves to think outside the box.
Yeah. Well, there are talkers and doers, I guess. You know,
And you know, oftentimes, you know, maybe you would keep giving excuses why not to do it because maybe that's not really what you want to do.
That's why you keep talking yourself out of it, I guess.
And that's why when finally there is something you really want to do, think back through your life. You really wanted something to be with a certain person, to create something. When you really want it, you figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think part of the goal is how do I figure out what I really want? Because once you figure out what you really want bad enough, you can think outside the box and make it work.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just giving yourself the space and the time to do that. And I think lastly, a lot of it is finding people to spend time with that play a bigger game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because when you're spending your time with people who do think big, who do play outside the box, it's just the natural gravity that they'll pull you along if you allow yourself to think bigger.
Yeah, I'd have to say like 95% of my friends own their own business.
Right.
You know, so.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this today. Let's say someone decided to join like a, you know, those companies that sell jewelry that like network, I don't know if they're network marketing, but there's those type of companies.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, like Pampered Chef,
right,
but there's Silpati, those different, you know, if you wanted to play big, say, okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to research and get to know the person who's the most successful in my area and spend time with them. And talk with them and hang out with those people and the people above them.
It's contagious.
Yeah, or the people who have a business or the people who do travel a lot.
Yep.
Because it goes back to that shock factor. It takes the shock away that you can't do something because you're surrounding yourself with people who are doing it.
Who are doing it, right.
And then you realize, wow, they're really not that much different from me. I'm just as smart as them. I have just as many resources. It's just a matter of making my mind up.
There you go.
And then I think lastly, I'd like to touch on, there's a difference between thinking bigger and just wanting change in your life. The flip side of this would be, well, I will finally be happy if I can quit my job, or I'll finally be happy if I have another child, or I'll finally be happy if I find a different type of mate. And then you get the different job, you have this second child or the third child, you get divorced and have a different mate, whatever it is, and then you find...
You still haven't found what you're looking
for. You're still not happy because you're looking outside of yourself to create the happiness.
Right.
So change just for the sake of I'm trying to be happy is different than being happiness.
Well, and it sounds like you're just escaping rather than thinking about a goal that you're working towards. You know, you're not working towards anything. You're just trying to escape what's in your life and you're just, you know, putting yourself in the same situation somewhere else.
And that's the key, is to make sure we follow what makes us feel most alive, ideally get paid for doing something we love, being able to love every aspect of our lives, loving where we live, our relationships, how we spend our time, and knowing that the happiness from that ultimately comes from the inside.
Hallelujah, sister.
Amen.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.